Chapter 1. A Bad Sign. The three friends sat on the stone slab, talking about the most important day of their lives. "Just think," said Soleil, "soon nothing will be like it was." Rio put his head in his hands and scoffed. "Even without the ceremony, things are changing, for the worse." As if on cue, the tall, cylindrical regulator that towered over their bench began to sputter. The three friends looked up at it in dismay. With a few ticks and a buzz, it shut down. A moment later, it hummed feebly back to life. "See what I mean?" said Rio. The regulators were like the lungs of village. Built centuries ago, they filtered harmful carbon dioxide from the air and replenished it with fresh oxygen. "Everyone knows the regulators are breaking down," said Chenille. Of the three, she was the smallest. The fingers on her delicate hands were long and thin, perfect for weaving. "But the advisors will find a way to fix them. Otherwise, would we have to build a sky, like Dome?" She glanced to her right, where Dome's glassy, round hump was just visible on the horizon. "That won't work," said Soleil. She was the oldest of the three by several months. "Dome is powered by the same source. Their whole city is dying. Like most of the systems left from time past, no records about the workings of the air purifiers had survived." "Well," said Chenille in a too bright voice, upset that her friends spoke so glumly. "I think we have much to look forward to. I can hardly wait for the ceremony." "That's because you belong on your chosen path," noted Rio. "Your talent matches your passion." Chenille was apprenticed to Grace, the weaver. Rio was a skilled scientist who was already working in the classroom. But what he really wanted was to teach athletics and to organize the games. "It's not all or nothing, you know," said Soleil. "You can still play all the sports you want. But Village needs your scientific skills. No one can remember any other person who had such promise."